Shoot, yeah, it's Hour 4, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. We are live at the Omni in Frisco. All sorts of tennis celebrities cruising around the lobby, some Cowboys coaches as well, a Mavericks executive earlier. This is the place to be in DFW Sports, and we are here, of course, with our friends at Stella Artois, supporting the Dallas Open and Stella's official tennis player, Francis Tiafoe. Superstar from the world of tennis right here, as the Cowboys making a big investment into the tennis world right across the street here, or right really across the walkway with this ATP Dallas Open coming up this weekend. So what you drinking, what you thinking Friday? We're looking for your phone calls coming up in 20 minutes. A lot to react to here. And for more on the big football news of the day, here's the Chief.
Yes, and before we can move forward, we have to look back for just a moment. Broadish, you were talking about the Ranger, former Rangers player that was supposed to have a wonderful national anthem moment for the Braves, and then he got sent down on that same day. We couldn't remember the guy's name. Shout out to the hockey hawk, Gavin Spittle, who is channeling his inner baseball hawk.
Dude,
baseball guy of the day,
killed it.
Texting us, Charlie Culberson. That is the man. His dad was scheduled to throw out the first pitch. That's what the story was.
That's
his
right.
Dad's supposed to throw out the first pitch for the game.
Freaking heartless.
But hours before that moment's supposed to take place, the son is getting
that's when he knew Chris Young had what it took. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is when he was with the Braves. He wasn't actually with the Rangers when it happened. So a lot of things.
I still give CY credit.
That we had to qualify. Yeah, always, when in doubt, give it to CY. And shout out to a handful of texters as well, 828-575.
Thank you, folks, for doing that. Appreciate you.
Yeah, yeah, giving us the goods on Charlie Culberson. Okay, now I do have some football clips for you that we will enjoy together.
That's right.
I'll tell you what, dude.
Celebrate.
We are celebrating Clayton Adams. Yes. This is the best move of the offseason for the Cowboys. It really is. This provides sustainability. Any one player will be exciting if they do something from a draft standpoint. Perhaps they shock us all and do the craziest thing ever and bring in a talented free agent. But this right here, having a guy who can architect a rushing attack for you the way that Clayton Adams has proven to be able to do at the college level and most recently the last couple of years in Arizona with the Cardinals, I think this is the biggest and best move that they will be able to make this season, because this will provide sustainability.
Yes.
All season long. It doesn't matter if you have moving parts on the offensive line. Maybe you didn't hit the home run Ashton Jeanty running back move.
You can
still crank out what has been a top 3 to 5 rushing attack, depending on how you look at it, for the Cardinals over the last couple of years. So that is great news.
Let me add to that real quick. If it goes well, maybe it's the turning point for this organization thinking, man, instead of us trying to trust our relationships and P-Poor network of trying to assign assistant coaches and coordinators, maybe we just find a head coach that's got a great vision for where this thing should be going and then let him go from there picking out his own assistants.
Yes, especially if you're going to be a team that is only draft and develop, and there's going to be years where there's a little bit of a drought of talent on your roster, perhaps, because you're not swinging for the fences in free agency and via trades. It's like you can't have an average roster and then subpar coaching as well.
No.
You have to make up for that somewhere.
Yes.
So this is going to help go a long way towards that. So love this hire for the Cowboys right now. Clayton Adams bounced around college football and was a part of some really good rushing attacks. Coaches tight ends, coaches running backs, coaches the offensive line. This is a well-rounded individual. And he's been on the come up as a young assistant coach on those big lists that NFL insiders put together year after year. For the last couple of years, this is a name that you will find on that list. He's well-respected. Super, super happy that Schottenheimer and the Cowboys went ahead and made sure this thing got done, especially when you consider the other option, which was a twice fired in the last 2 years, Ken Dorsey.
Oh,
like that seemed like that was sort of the plan B based on the interviews, and maybe Ken Dorsey ends up on the staff in a different role.
That's where I was going with this thing. I think they interview Ken Dorsey as the OC, but then they say, hey, Ken, listen, if you got nothing else, would you consider being the quarterback coach here?
Okay. Well,
so,
that's how you do it.
He was smart. He was around as Josh Allen was ascending. I know at one point he was given credit for helping develop him.
Yeah. Cam Newton as well.
Okay. We talked about the places he had been with Cleveland, with Buffalo.
Carolina as a QB coach.
So, Yeah, maybe you know, you come in as a quarterback coach and you kind of have some ideas. Hey, Ken, get up on the board and let's talk about some of these, you know, some of these things. And maybe he could give you some ideas that he might have had that they use with the Bills and also the teams he's been with.
Okay, the Arch hype is moving at a rapid rate right now. He's getting all sorts of flowers for the way that he's leading the off-season charge of workout dominance and competitive spirit with the Longhorns.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw a video of him windmill dunking. Did you see this?
No.
Like, the athleticism here, we're not used to seeing it from a Manning, you know, where they're actually a bit explosive.
That's Cooper's kid right there.
We know that's Cooper's kid. That's right. And Cooper was the wide receiver. And so this is a quarterback brain in a wide receiver, to some extent, a wide receiver athletic body. We know about his mobility and his wheels. We've seen it firsthand. But goodness gracious, dude, I didn't know he was windmill dunk guy.
How could you know that as Sarkisian and elect to not get him in the game first and goal? You know, that's just all-time head-scratcher to me.
Don't think he'll make that mistake again?
No.
Yeah, I don't think he will. Let me ask you guys this, college football guys. Will he be the most hyped player, say, in the last 15 years for college football?
Yes.
Will he be more hyped than Travis Hunter? More hyped than... You know, just name any guy in college football.
Jadeveon Clowney was pretty hyped. I mean, I remember watching ESPN. I think I was watching First Take years ago, and he was standing with, like, Stephen A. Smith and announcing where he was going to college as a high school player. You know, like, that one got pretty amped up. But the position, the name, and the school, like, you check all the boxes of headline.
And right off the jump, they play at the Shoe. Right off the jump.
But yep, it's going to be awesome.
I will say, I'm going to make it, and this is really not even a prediction because I think it's going to happen. He will be the most hyped player this summer in college football.
Yeah.
It won't even be close.
For sure. I mean, we already have Cam Newton talking about the Cowboys tanking for him.
Yeah.
Even though he's probably not even going to be coming out into the draft next year, even though he will be eligible.
Right.
I mean, Trevor Lawrence was super hyped. Vince Young, Terrell Pryor. Remember Jimmy Clausen and Mitch Mustaine?
Yep. Yeah.
Those were fun. Adrian Peterson had a ton of hype. Matt Barkley. There was a run of USC quarterbacks after Palmer and Leinart who just couldn't quite live up to it. But, you know, they were winning 11.
Spencer Rattler was a really hype guy.
Yeah.
Like at Oklahoma, man. They remember they were talking about
That's
him.
True. That's
and
true.
Then he transferred to South Carolina. But he was, like, super hyped.
But this is larger than life. This almost feels like Tebow coming back. Level of hype after he'd already.
Oh, that's it. I was asking.
You know,
he might be the most hype. Could he be the most hype player in college football history?
I think so. He
very well could be, especially for a guy that you haven't really gotten to see too much of yet.
That's what I'm saying.
Because
yeah.
like Johnny Manziel coming back.
Oh,
you know,
there you
like
go.
That's a huge
you
one.
Go.
You mentioned
you
Tebow. That's huge.
There you go.
But then you got to add the Longhorn factor in a university that's excelled on hype for four decades.
Definitely.
Know?
Yes. Yeah. The Longhorn factor
as well.
The Manning factor, all of it. It's huge. A couple people texted in Trevor Lawrence as well.
Trevor Lawrence,
being a guy that everybody was pretty hyped up about. But yeah, Arch Manning, he's definitely the talk of the town right now, and he is windmill dunking on a basketball court. It's pretty impressive. And Broadus was telling us yesterday how when he met, because Broadus' son Bennett is good buddies with Arch at UT.
They're in the same club together, the Cowboys club. You know, the guys at the Cannon Fires? Arch is part of that. Like he
the
is
Cannon
a,
Fires.
He's like a Texas Cowboy. So that's the organization that Bennett belongs to, except Arch is like giving them the reasons to fire the Cannon, but he's part of that group. And getting to meet him, like I said,
Broadus was looking up at him.
He was I was looking up. I was definitely looking up at him. Yeah,
vice grip for a handshake.
Nice. Yeah,
hand size.
Yeah,
is good.
Just good looking athlete. Yeah,
dang right he is. Okay, is this going to be on y'all's Christmas wish list? Or this is gonna actually be released in the summer, so maybe you throw it on the summer reading list. The Art of Winning: Lessons from My Life in Football, brought to you by Bill Belichick. The book is coming out in May.
I'll read it.
Yeah.
Or I won't read it. I'll listen to it. How about that? I'll listen to
I'll look for some of the cool excerpts. And I don't know. You know, some of these coaching books are pretty generic with their distilled lifelong lessons, you know, from some self-help author. He's kind of co-writing it.
He's going to have a chapter titled "Low Man Wins."
yeah, you know what it is. So, I don't know. Some of these coaching books can be really good, you know, but they got to be genuine and they got to give you a bunch of inside scoop and dirt. You know, that's what's going to sell it.
Yeah. I mean, this is going. I think I'm not going to lie and say I'm going to buy this book or even listen to it. But the Cliff Notes, you know, some of the little screen grabs of people. You know, I'll glance.
I'll tell you what I've got hooked on the TikTok stuff, like Julian Edelman, his podcast.
Yeah,
he's been interviewing Matt Patricia, and he's been asking him about all the famous plays, like Super Bowl plays.
Malcolm Butler.
Like, tell me what was going on. Give me the call. And Patricia. Like, he will walk you through exactly what was going on the sidelines and, like, what they were trying to do to get personnel in. They're worried about timeouts. I mean, it's pretty fascinating when you have somebody that's lived these huge plays in NFL history.
Yeah.
And then for him to describe them, it was like listening to a pro golfer talk about, well, what'd you hit there at six? Well, I took a 3-iron and cut it around the tree, had a pitch about, you know. Golfers are able to kind of recite everything that happened to them in a round.
Yeah.
But listen to Matt Patricia talk about famous plays,
yep,
like in Patriot history or NFL history, is actually pretty impressive. That he's able just to, you're like, wow.
Pivot points of history.
Yeah.
You know, this play happened, and because of it, this was the legacy.
Right.
Here was the backstory on the how and the why. Yeah,
exactly.
I'm into that.
I love when somebody's able to tell me what was going on in that moment.
Yeah.
You know, what was the backstory on this particular event?
Yeah, I'm into that. You know,
yeah, me too.
Just don't give me like a Tom Brady, you know, 30-second soundbite type of, you know, work ethic push.
Yeah.
Where, you know, I was raised here in this hard-working household, and this is what you got to do to be a winner in any walk of life. I'm just worried about that. I'm wary of that after, you know, seeing so many of these books over the years.
I think Belichick's book is probably going to be a lot of Parcells taught me this, or I learned this from Parcells. Like, one of Bill's big thing is how to play in the rain. Hmm. You know, Parcells taught me this. No spats on the cleats. Always make sure you go in the training room. If it's a wet weather game, make sure the players are not putting tape on their shoes. Hmm. Like, it was all kinds of things that Parcells taught him as, you know, he was getting ready to play a game.
Have you ever heard about the Pam cooking spray
I used to do it.
Keep the mud out of it?
I used to do
Does
it.
Does it work?
It's actually, we used to use silicone.
Huh.
Like, when I was on the field, because remember, I got a game ball from cleaning cleats.
That's right.
In 94 against the Jets.
Hell yeah, you did.
So, we used to use that silicone. You'd spray it on the bottom of the cleats.
Is it like a sticky factor?
No,
like it,
no.
Slick?
Slick. We also used to spray it on our players' jerseys.
Ooh.
Our defensive linemen.
I love that. You're not going to be holding Reggie White today.
No. Tight jersey, silicone, hand slippage.
That's how you get 13 sacks at 32 years old.
Those gloves that you can't, they don't grab on. If you're trying to block a guy, your hand slides off.
Wow.
Yeah, little edge. And go in the shower area, and it was turn your head and spray. And you spray it all over the shoulder pads and stuff like that. We never got caught.
I love it, man. That's a pro tip. And now, like, what?
I don't think they do that, but, you know, you might want to think about it.
What if they could retroactively take away some wins? What if they come for that Super Bowl ring?
I can wear it one more week then.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear it down in New Orleans.
Heck yeah, you are.
That's where I earned it.
I'm excited. Maybe
I have to give it back. You know, I'm in New Orleans. I have to go back to the Superdome.
So is that, is that rain or shine you're doing silicone every week?
Every week.
Love it.
I mean, our defensive guy, I think Steve McMichael played for the Bears.
Yeah.
I think he came up with the idea. And then he brought it to you. And then the defensive linemen were all like, really? And it kind of started to work, and we were able to take advantage.
Never thought of you as a silicone man, Brian.
Yep.
I guess you learn something new every day.
Every day.
The Eagles are going to be using the Saints team facility for their Super Bowl practice.
Oh, Metairie Drive. Yep.
and the Chiefs will be using Tulane's Yulman Stadium.
They've got a good facility over there at Tulane now.
Do they?
Good
okay,
for
I
them.
Didn't know
yep.
if this was a huge advantage for the Eagles
yep.
getting to use
no,
a professional.
No.
Okay,
nope,
cool.
Nope.
All right, here's some throwback sound for you when the Super Bowl was in Minnesota, Patriots-Eagles. And will anyone have a better performance for the Eagles than what Alshon Jeffrey put on for all of us to see and hear for Media Day a few years ago? Take it away, Alshon Jeffrey.
How much fun is this, and how much are you enjoying this experience so far?
Honestly, I think this is terrible doing all this. I think that we could have stayed in Philly and come on Friday or Saturday.
Then you wouldn't get to see Timberlake and all the other celebrities here. It's part of the experience, right?
He a normal person now. He bleed just like I bleed. He go through feelings just like I. So, I mean, he's a celebrity to you. I mean, hats off to him. I listen to his music. I mean, he's a great guy. I mean, great artist. But I'm here to play football. I care less about all that other shit.
Did you see the temperature for game day on Sunday?
We're playing indoors.
If you were outside, though, how would that affect it?
I don't think the Super Bowl will be in the winter. I mean, we'll be here.
Makes
what
sense.
About the one in New York?
Headed cold in New York, right?
Yeah, we got him.
I don't think the Super Bowl will be here.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I mean, what an all-time performance there for Alshon Jeffrey, who ended up going out and performing on the field as well. But nothing he did on the field that Super Bowl Sunday was better than that performance right there. Just 60 seconds.
Game?
Just actively playing defense against everything that that reporter was trying to do. Awful question, by the way.
Yeah.
About the weather.
Yes. Oh, horrible. Yeah. He was scrambling at that point.
But if this game was outside, now we're doing hypotheticals with Alshon Jeffrey, who has no interest in being in that moment.
That New York Super Bowl was cold, though. We got out just in the nick of time, too. Some reporters and media got stuck there in New York that next Monday.
Snowed in.
How about the Super Bowl here that week? We had a massive ice storm.
Yeah, we did.
Remember
yeah.
that? But, I mean, the day turned Super Bowl Sunday, of course, you're playing indoors. But the week that was spent here, I remember, like, my national friend media buddies were like, is it really this cold here? I'm like, bro, this is historic what we're going through right now.
It was. Yeah,
it was historic.
It was a historic week for me as well. I was doing evenings that week, and I just remember waking up hungover every single day.
Were you on Radio Row?
No, I didn't do Radio Row. I was at the NFL Experience.
Oh, wow.
Doing a remote right in the entryway, and that was an experience all
so the itself. Doors were opening up, and the cold yeah. air was just like blowing on you there?
But I did do a Radio Row show. This is funny. Like 4 hours on Saturday morning before the Super Bowl, 10 to 2.
Were you by yourself? Were you the
no,
only one?
I didn't know that I had a show, okay?
Oh, wow.
Tim Collins called me at like 10:10 and was like, where are you? You're supposed to be on with like Richie and maybe Elf, a couple of other people. It's like, I'll be right there. Almost died walking there because one of those ice chunks fell off the building and like hit right next to me on the sidewalk.
Oh,
it was a very dangerous week to be walking around skyscrapers.
Yeah.
You know, because our buildings aren't really built to handle
right.
foot tall chunks of ice
yeah.
like we had that week.
Death by icicle is one of the most insane ways to go out.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd be talking about you forever after that.
Right.
You know,
it's kind of comforting because I don't think he would ever know, you know.
If you got hit by a big ice block,
you're doing life, lights out, and you ain't waking up from that.
No, you're not.
That's a, you know.
And even if you do, you'll be so numb you won't feel it.
Do you think the hammer guy had the same experience? The hammer hit him in the head?
The track hammer?
The track hammer?
Yeah.
You think he had the same experience?
Like, I'd like to think that was an instantaneous headshot.
I would like to believe so, too.
I think the lights got turned out, but, you know, his body maybe survived for a couple of days after that. He passed on to the hospital, from my understanding of that story, Brian. But we can hope for the best.
Yeah, hope for the best.
Man, I can't believe you're so morbid, man, like that right there at the end of a segment. We got to run. It's time for What You Drinking and What You Thinking at 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. What are you consuming this football Friday? If you are in the Frisco area, join us at the Omni as Stella Artois has us out here once again. You can say hi, fellowship, grab a cold beer, and you know, listen to these phone calls coming up next right here. LA Live right around the corner, and we're back in the Fan. All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We are literally in the place to be for DFW Sports right now, live at the Frisco Omni.
Hotel. Thanks to our friends at Stella Artois. Come on by, say hi, fellowship. It's amazing how many people we've seen, celebrities from the tennis world and the basketball world. Nico was in the building earlier, and now just here at the break, the latest member of the Cowboys coaching staff with the noon.
We'll talk about that right here. They get to your phone calls. It's
what you thinking Friday at 877-881-1053. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or loved ones injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. The Expressway presented by the On-Time Experts. Chief, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, buddy?
Drinking some delicious Stella Artois, courtesy of the greatness of Stella being out here right now. And all sorts of great giveaways. I love just Tolo's walking up, getting a free beer, shaking hands, dapping up, giving some hugs. Here's a free tea. Sit down and enjoy yourself, man. So shout out to Stella Artois. We really, really appreciate it. And I'm thinking about how freaking excited I am. A beautiful time to go to commercial break that we just did, because we just bumped in to the newest offensive coordinator, the single best move the Cowboys could make all offseason long. We just shook hands with your new OC, Mr. Clayton Adams. How about that? Welcomed him to town.
Yeah, we were like, I told him, what, no pressure, right? We've only been talking about you for the last 2 hours.
You did hit him with that. We've been talking about you really all week long. We're fired up to have you here. And, yeah, no pressure at all.
He was like,
the entire fan base is riding on you.
He kind of laughed. He got like, oh, okay, thanks.
You could tell he was a little shell-shocked. He wasn't expected. He's an offensive line coach. You know, he's been out walking around Arizona and getting run up on and people thanking him for how awesome he is.
Nobody in Arizona knows who he is still.
Welcome to the Cowboys, my friend.
He's
already got the Cowboy gear on, ready to rock and roll. My boy is scouting out draft linemen right now.
Well, I love that. I'm drinking a 20-ounce Diet Coke, and I'm thinking the Cowboys may have finally stumbled upon, you know, some pretty good progress in how they assemble a coaching staff. And I think they have also acknowledged that they can't say we're going to go as far as Dak Prescott can take us. The hiring of Schottenheimer, now the hiring of Adams, is a massive step in the direction of building a really good running game again. And still, you know, if you go by total QBR, Dak Prescott's most efficient season was his rookie year when they had that great offensive line and Ezekiel Elliott. So let's go ahead and recreate that. Put him in some third and shorts. Let's just go ahead and avoid third down altogether. How's that, Sam Bryan? That's what I'm drinking and thinking. How about you?
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm like Eric, and I'm enjoying one of these Stellas, and I mean, they are outstanding, and so happy that we're associated with him. Such a quality beer, and thank them so much for all this. What I was thinking was how cool it has been to see the Tolos and you mentioned the celebrities and stuff like that. It was cool to be able to go over there and shake coach's hand and just kind of just talk with him a little bit. But I think Eric's right. He was kind of like shell-shocked a little bit, like, wow, dudes are coming up to me and, like, you know, kissing the ring and all that stuff already, you know, with him. But
hey, he's got a million-dollar smile.
Yeah,
and he was. When we started showering him, you know, you just butter guys up like that.
Yeah. He represents the greatest thing for a sports fan, which is hope.
He is.
Damn right.
Super nice of him to stop and say hello to us and visit. And, you know, hopefully we'll get some other opportunities at training camp and things to visit with him and go forward. But super excited to see him in the building and see him signed up.
Let's go back into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander is standing by with what he is drinking and thinking.
I had to stretch a little bit, brother.
There you go.
Drinking a whole lot of water, almost had a gallon of it, and I'm thinking I want to give a shout-out to the company that bought BuzzBall from the lady that created it in Plano.
What? Yeah. What?
Like, really? It was originally created from this lady in Plano. Matter of fact, DJ Shippy said he went to school with that lady's daughter, and I always told Shippy, and you didn't retire her? I would have scooped that one up, bro. What you doing?
At least for a couple of nights, I bet a gal like that knows how to party.
Okay, whoa, relax. Yeah. Relax. I'm talking about owning an alcohol empire.
Yeah, Lucius, what's the best flavor of the Buzz Ball?
Well, here's what I'm getting at right here. Here's what I'm getting at while I was, you know, so I'm still in the groove. Shoot, man.
I forgot what I was getting at.
That's what I was getting at.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. So anyway, this new company bought the Buzz Balls, and when they changed, like, the recipe on the white Buzz Ball. The white Buzz Ball used to be amazing, and then now it kind of, like, watered it down. They call it creamy. It's not good. It sits on the shelves. The other week, though, I found out about the blue buzz balls.
Ooh, I like
oh,
that.
Oh, the blue one.
The blues, bro.
Is that blue raspberry?
I don't know what it is. It's just blue, and it's fantastic. Ooh. Buzz balls is coming back with them blues. I like them blues right there.
I love it.
Hey, hey, the blues is all right.
Lucius, that sounds like when I discovered the coffee zins. I was like, whoa, what do we have here?
Takes the game to the next level.
Let's go to the phone calls at 877-881-1053 on a Friday night here, a football Friday in the G-Bag Nation. Cowboys have a new offensive coordinator. Mavs getting set. They're just a half hour from tip-off now. Against the Pistons. Obviously, you got the Dallas Stars in action tonight as well. A lot of stuff to talk about. All you have to do is answer the questions, what you drinking and what you thinking. Where are we going first, Lucius?
Polo and Garland. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, dog?
What's going on, fellas? I'm drinking a little DP, which is Dr. Pepper, because I just came from Hooters. And, you know, my girl ain't going to let me drink around her. But what I'm thinking is that the Rooney Rule in Dallas is as funny as people thinking that Lee Harvey Oswald killed Kennedy, you know, by himself. And to think about that right now, I know y'all think of my top tens, but I got a top ten anyway. This is my top ten movie.
Doing?
Damn.
What are you doing, bro?
Yeah. Oh, jeez. What are
Give
we doing?
Give me a top three. Yeah. Give me a top three, bro.
Yeah, what
I'll give you my top three of movies where brothers and sisters just ain't got a chance. It's Radio, Jungle Fever, Malcolm X, Mississippi Burning, and Life. Reason I say Life, because somebody tells me I got to go 35 miles for a pie. I don't need a pie. Bye.
There he goes. Have a great weekend, Polo.
Polo is good. Polo is good.
He's got good subject matter.
He does. He absolutely does.
Hey, Life is a fantastic movie, but it's really sad when you think about it.
Yeah, it is.
It's a great movie. It's got a little bit of everything, but it's damn sad that they had to sneak out at the very end of it, yeah. And the whole time they were innocent. No, it you guys never seen it? Jesus.
No, it's hilarious. I've seen it many times.
My God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm a nasty mother bleeper.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Dope Sick Dave here in the nation. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Dope Sick?
What's going on, fellas? Just drinking a water right now. First off, I made a heinous comment about Dak Prescott a couple weeks ago about his hamstring tear. My apologies to Dak. Not that that really means anything to him. He's never going to hear that comment. Mm-hmm. Second thing and third thing. I want to hear y'all's. I know y'all have talked about Will McClay a little bit past, you know, a few weeks or so, and obviously during the year. I just want to know your honest thoughts on whether he's like to blame at all for some of the woes of the Cowboys, and also what you think about Mickey completely glazing him in his article the other day. And three, hot take: Otani may never play a game again. I don't know if you guys see the federal attorney's investigation about his assistant or Mizuhara, whatever his boy's name, that supposedly had a gambling addiction that stole all the money. They said there's no signs of any gambling addiction, nothing like that. It's all a bunch of BS. He's just covering for Otani. Thanks, guys.
Man, I love that conspiracy. I would buy it too. I can't rule it out. I see ESPN's taking down that story already. It just seems like if that is, it's going to go the same way that the Astros cheating scandal did, with Major League Baseball wanting to sweep it under the rug as much as possible. So.
Face of baseball guy, you know? They don't want to ruin that. That market overseas is huge. I think Will McClay absolutely does deserve some of this blame, though. But I'll tell you what, if Will McClay was sitting right down with us right now having a Stella, he would say, yeah, there's some blame that absolutely needs to be put on him. So, yeah, they need to get back on track with at least the first round of their draft. And if they're going to do some things differently in free agency, I hope it's Will McClay is the one that's standing up there and telling them, you know, what direction to do. Because they've done some good things when it comes to some bottom fishing guys. We've seen it before. Let them have a crack at getting some of these top guys, and maybe your team will be a little bit better. But he absolutely deserves some of the blame, and he'll admit it, that some of the problems that they've had were things that he was directly responsible for.
I don't think anybody's going to go 10 years in this league and not have a miss in the first round.
No.
You know, and maybe you got a couple in a row, but I'm a body of work guy more than what's happened lately. And I think Will McClay is about as good as you could hope for. You know, and I would not imagine the Cowboys would find better if they went looking for it. Who's next, Lucius?
Let's go to Ryan in Richardson. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Ryan?
I'm just drinking some water because I'm not home yet. But you know I'm drinking when I'm getting home. I got a little bit left, so that Mountain Dew and Jack Daniels.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But, you know, on the way home, I heard y'all were at the Omni in Frisco, which kind of upset me because I work down the street at Legacy and Stonebriar, and I could have stopped by on the way home.
Sure.
And I could, yeah. But anyways, I've been thinking about all week what I'm going to talk about if I got on air, and I finally decided, you know what? Why is everybody, you know, talking about, oh, when Jerry dies, it'll be better and all this and that. From what I hear from you guys and from other people, Steven is actually more frugal and more stingy than Jerry. So we're going to be in the same boat unless they decide to sell a team. And I don't know what y'all think about that, because we're not going to do anything in free agency. We're going to get some guys who either have drug issues, who have criminal records, or just somebody who's past their prime. We're not going to get a really hot name from free agency. So we're not going to do anything. I mean, I don't know what y'all think.
I hear you. I've been in line with your pessimism, but today is a day for Cowboy positivity. They've made significant steps in the right direction here with this coaching staff. I don't know when their roster is going to be right, but I do know their offensive coaching staff isn't going to be one of the biggest liabilities in the game, which it has been for the last 15 years, at least.
Yes, yeah. All the issues with the way that the Joneses go about it, do they really prioritize winning? All of those things are still giant issues. And when you start talking about competing for a Super Bowl, you can have all the doubt in the world, deservedly so. But yeah. We're taking baby steps right now to find some hope. And this is definitely one of the routes that needed to be taken. And it's been a long time coming. And the Cowboys are always late to the party on things, but they're finally here on this one.
Mountain Dew and Jack Daniels just sounds like a drink you'd come up with when you're like 17 years old and you're starting to get into drinking, but none of the actual drinks sound good.
Yeah.
So you're taking like your two favorite things and combining them.
It just sounds like sounds like something that my guys in the pit crew would drink, you know, the Mountain Dew and then,
On a dare.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's next, Lucius?
Let's go to Joe in Georgia. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Joe?
I'm drinking a little water. What's up, guys? I've been sober 26 months now.
Congratulations, sir.
So I just want to say, you know, I like listening to you guys. You guys give Cowboy fans a lot of hope listening, you know, just you guys breaking down everything like that. But I'm also a realist. Until the Jones family just step away from football and get real people in there, I don't think we're ever going to see another Super Bowl or even just get close to it. That's my opinion. So.
Okay.
But thank you guys for all the baseball stuff, because now I can root for the Rangers and the Stars and the Mavericks. So, Cowboys, you know, hey, it is what it is, right?
It is what it is, my man. But hope springs eternal, and every now and then, you know, something happens, whether it's a rookie Dak Prescott that you get to imagine, man, what about his third or fourth year? What could happen then? Now, we didn't know he was pretty much already peaking, and it wasn't going to get any better. As a matter of fact, it might have gotten worse over the years. But that was a moment, you know. There have been other moments. Remember the Chris Richard like half season where the defense was suddenly on fire. It's like, and he was a hot defensive coordinator. I remember hiring Kellen Moore. There was a moment of opportunity there, and it fizzled, right? But I guess I'm not so cynical and negative yet that a hire like this can at least allow me to dream of what we might see in Oxnard, California.
Oh, there's a chance that they're still going to be bad, though.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
Know? And I think, Dawson, it's going to be, like you always talk about, the potential of having to rebuild, because maybe they can't replace all the guys they're about to lose.
Sure.
I think Will and them are going to do the best they can. But maybe you have some coaches in place now that can coach these guys up. If you have a bunch of young guys that you're having to play with, and then, you know, maybe not 25, but 26, 27, that's your hope.
And if you're an Ashton Jeanty guy like Broaddus, let's not forget that Clayton Adams played – at Boise State.
Sure did.
So there's that connection there. He might be a Jeanty super fan as well, licking his chops, trying to get number two in the backfield.
All right. I mean, you get 4.6 with Rico Dowdle, you know? What happens in year two with Tyler Guyton and Cooper Beebe?
Yeah.
You know, taking the next step. And then you add a star running back. I could see them running themselves right back into the playoffs next year if this defense stays healthy. You know, who's next, Lucius?
Let's go to Walt in Waco. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Walt?
I'm drinking that Natty Light, baller on a budget. And what I'm thinking is we're coming up on Tolo Holy Week. And to top that off, you guys are going to be in New Orleans. I'm 45 years old.
I turned 21 on a Wednesday, and I was on Bourbon Street that Saturday, and I went to 5 Mardi Gras in a row after that. My absolute favorite town, probably in the entire world. You guys are going to have a blast, especially the nosebleed guys. But, hey, couple quick things real quick, some words of advice. Broadus, you probably already know most of this. But, number one, skip the Pat O'Brien's Hurricane. It's played out. Go to Tropical Isle, get a hand grenade. You'll know why. There's Tropical Isles all up and down. I think there's 3 of them. Go get a hand grenade from Tropical Isle, and then get the second one, too, because that's when you really get going. The other is have Broadus buy you some grilled oysters from Drago's because they're not
there
cheap.
There you go. There
Whether
you
you
go.
Think you like oysters or not, you got to go to Drago's there at the Hilton and get some oysters. And the last one, especially you, Broadus, when in NOLA, always check for an Adam's apple. Laissez bon temps, boys.
Yeah, that's good advice for Broadus after our Vegas experience last year. Thank you, Walton Waco. Where are we going next?
That's awesome. Thank you.
Broadest checks in hopes that it's there.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that detail.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Colton in Dallas. Colton, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, bro?
I don't know. I'm just drinking a little liquid IG, staying healthy. And just a couple things I'm thinking. Brian, I do have 2 questions I've been wanting to ask you. What is the one scout that you had that we were pushing for that didn't pan out? And what is the one scout that you weren't pushing for that did pan out?
Oh, man. Oh, see, the thing about it was I was in pro personnel for most of my career. With the Packers, I was a college scouting assistant. So, really, the scouts were pushing for guys. I was just organizing the draft at that time. But so my voice, the one player that I thought, again, this is one that I thought was going to be great, was Joey Harrington. I was completely, completely wrong.
The piano man.
About Joey Harrington. I really, when the Lions took him, I'm like, damn, they might have just got better here. But, you know, when you can't measure a guy's heart, you know, his heart was really not into it at all. Yeah. So, yeah, my experience, though, was a lot of it was on the pro personnel side of things, you know, more so than what the college draft was.
We got a couple more here, Lucius.
Yeah, we got a few more. Maybe like 4 more.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's go to Big Steve.
Big Steve.
What are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
Yo, what up, fellas? I got a few shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out to the Don legend, Kenny and Quinlan. I want to give a shout-out to Rodeo Ron, keeping it wild. I want to give a shout-out to Dr. Umar Light, Polo, and Carlin.
Hilarious.
And I only have two quick things for y'all. Number one, Cowboys, it doesn't even matter what happens until they make changes. Steven is worse than Jerry, so that's just going to keep going. Number two, after all Lucius has been talking about Jerry Sandler today, my brother has set on my face is crazy.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Thank you, Big Steve. I mean, a big part of the crap with these Cowboys has them been trying to put coaches on the staff. It appears they backed away from it.
They did.
They've acknowledged we can't have Dak throw us to a Super Bowl. I think this is significant change, and the change that you want is happening in real time.
Yep.
I think you got to be flexible enough to acknowledge at least they deserve the benefit of the doubt here if we're going to be Cowboys fans moving forward. Who's next, Lucius?
Hold on, I got to play this drop for Big Steve. Hold up, dog.
You don't find that suspicious. You don't find that suspicious.
Yeah, it's for you, my Jew. All right, let's see. Here we go. Let's go to Black and Gold B. Black and Gold Super Bowl. You're in the G-Bag Nation. What are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? Man, I'm still heading home, so I'm just drinking water right now. But as soon as I get home, I'll be cracking open some cool Yingling lights. And I'm thinking it ain't what sucks. I still don't have a coach yet. Might be the only team in the league, I think, that doesn't have a coach. Looks like it's probably going to be Kellen Moore, but we'll find out.
Still won't have a coach.
But the main thing, man, what I'm really looking forward to this weekend is either tonight or tomorrow night, I'm going to give me some crawfish. It's about 5 pounds just for myself. And I'm really pumped. It's going to be the first crawfish I've had this year. So that's probably going to be the highlight of my weekend right there, some crawfish.
Nice.
Live it up.
I guess the song I'm going to recommend for the total this weekend is Tonight, and that's by Genesis. Y'all have a great weekend, fellas.
Tonight. Oh. Who's next, Lucius?
Let's go to Ash and Garland. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Ash?
Yo, fellas, I appreciate you taking the call. I am on my third cup of coffee at the moment. It's been in the Yeti all day, so it's still hot. It's still right.
I love it. Yeah.
What I'm thinking, boys, I'm coming here to give you guys some hope. Some hope this afternoon, this evening about these Cowboys. You know, I understand what the stats are about Shoddy. I understand that he's never been a head coach, never, you know, been given opportunity. But I feel like we're on the precipice of a fantastic movie, either one way or the other. The first side is, you know, this is our Miracle on Ice. This is our Rudy. This is our, you know, our Benny the Jet in the Sandlot, right? We're all a part of this beginning chapter of this epic movie, and we're looking at this the wrong way. We need to be looking at, you know, Tom Cruise getting the Oscar for his Academy Award-winning speech playing Jerry Jones. Slap us on some makeup on this guy, and he's Jerry Jones, right? This is what we're all watching or potentially watching. The other side of the coin, we're watching the other side, right? We got those seven adolescent teenagers that somebody inherited a cabin or you know, a pot of money from an old rich uncle that died, and they got to go to the gas station with the crummy old guy.
All right, buddy, appreciate the call. That's a chapter right there. We got LA Live hanging in the balance. Good call. I thought you were on a roll. You know, that's just like a TED Talk, though, Lucius. You know what I'm talking about.
Gosh.
No.
I grabbed my phone and started scrolling through pictures and stuff. I didn't, man. I'm sorry. I went out of there fast.
That was the sign for me.
Yeah. I was hanging on every word. I was like, where's he going with this?
I mean, we are at a crossroads, right? And I'm hoping for the best. Lucius, what's next?
Last one, man.
Okay.
Oh, and speaking of Tom Cruise, I was at my dentist the other day, and she looks just like Tom Cruise. I was looking at her like, damn, girl, you look like Tom Cruise.
You popular gal.
Let's go to Carl and Irving. Go to wrap us up. Carl, what are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Gentlemen, thank you for taking the call. I'm drinking a Pepsi Zero simply because I'm driving and trying to be responsible.
Good for you. All right.
Very nice.
Yeah, there you go.
Unlike the owner of our Cowboys.
Oh,
now, ooh, good. Bring him up.
I have been a Cowboy fan since the days of Dandy Don, so I'm going to age myself there.
1968, 67?
Well, 62, somewhere about that.
That would be Eddie LeBaron, yeah. That'd be Eddie LeBaron. Yeah.
Yeah. But, and I am still a Cowboys fan. I bleed blue and silver.
Loyal.
But what they have done to this team, when he bought the team and fired Coach Landry, I thought, well, this is done. And then he brings in a new coach who I actually give credit for being fantastic. Since that time, Jerry Jones has done absolutely nothing.
It's a standing eight, Dawson.
He's just doing nothing. He's letting players go, and we're going to lose. And I know he wasn't all season. Micah Parsons.
Mm-hmm. And then what?
I hate to see that. Well, and then the defense is just going to suck.
Yeah, there we go.
That's
okay.
Right. Yes,
sir.
Micah brings an energy to that defense that maybe he doesn't get all the sacks, but because of everybody watching him, it lets people like Odigizua
get
back there.
Yeah.
So
okay.
You nailed it.
I just want to say, gentlemen, I'm just, I will be a Cowboys fan. I will never root for another team. The only reason I'm watching the Super Bowl this year is because of the commercial. All right.
Yeah, there you go.
There he goes. Yeah. And that wraps up a Friday night edition of What You Drinking and What You Thinking. He just had a mic drop moment there. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup.
Dog.
Where Lucius has LA.
I got 3 minutes, bro. I got 3 minutes.
I'll be black tomorrow.
Yeah. I'll be black Monday. Lord, we're going to drive. Don't crash your car. Don't drink and drive.
Establish dominance.
Yeah. Gosh. Hey, man, I do have a question, though, for you. This wasn't even on the plan or whatnot, but I was texting back and forth with my little son. Is taking a shower at school weird? Is that weirdo vibes? Like, when you know, after football practice, basketball practice, or P.E.?
I always thought it was weird as a kid, and now the kids don't do it.
They don't
now
do
the
it.
Kids aren't taking showers at school.
They don't.
I thought it was like...
They worry about the creepos.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. There was a lot of potential for wrongdoing.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
And it happened at our school.
Cameras and stuff. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you're open to. You know, you're a bit vulnerable in those scenarios. But if you're doing a morning sweat fest in the gym, you can't ride that out all day.
No, you can't ride that.
At PE for us, it was 45 minutes of the most intense hoop that you'd have all week.
Yeah,
I mean, you're sweating. Yeah, you're sweating.
Did you bring a change of clothes?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, every day.
Yeah.
But you didn't take a shower?
No, I did.
Okay.
You have to.
I'm from the era of taking the shower.
I wonder if the kids aren't working that hard these days. They're not playing that hard. They're just stretching, calling it good. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, but for I think a lot of these school districts, they've called it quits on the showers.
Yeah, they said it's weirdo vibes taking a shower. We used to take a shower because our football practice was midday. And we had basically two football practices, midday and then after school. So, I don't want to be smelling like whatever, you know, through the rest of the day. And other fools used to try to hide it with that polo sport. No, man.
No. They put the deodorant on over the stank.
Axe body spray just all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So at least we all understand that, no, you have to wash your behind a little bit. In the Navy, they make you, like, in the boot camp part, there's maybe, like, 6 showers set up. Yeah. 40 people have to get through the shower fast. So you just keep going to a different You keep going to a different head and wash up and, you know, rinse off.
I heard they like to do it 2 at a time a lot of time in the Navy.
You know? You heard wrong. That's a damn
The Navy was the biggest problem.
Hey, man, it's been a hell of a 2025 week right here. Another one in the books. January is finally over with. Enjoy the weekend safely. Avoid the law dogs. Mind your speeds. Don't drink and drive. When I say mind your speeds, fellas, what do I mean?
Don't go more than 10 over. Well, and don't go too slow.
Don't go too slow. Yeah, don't go too slow.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Yeah, when I say avoid the law dogs.
Avoid the police officers.
Yeah, the police officers.
Making sure, just, you know, people don't eat
But don't make it obvious when you're avoiding.
thought that might have been a trick question.
Don't slam on the brakes when you're already going 80 past the guy.
Yeah. I got pulled over one night. This guy pulled behind me in a red light. The very next road, I took a right. He was like, yeah, I knew it was obvious at that point. Like, dang. Yeah, sometimes you got to hold your water. You're thinking, oh, no, this guy's on me big time. But he might not have any clue what's going on.
They can smell the fear.
Yeah, but Lucius, we don't need to be driving 80 in the rain, right? We just established that the other day, right?
Straight 90 in the rain, bro. Straight. Monsoon weather out there, and people just honking at me. Bah! Move out the way, buddy.
They don't know. They try a lane change. They're going to do a 360 right there in the middle of you.
Yeah.
They sure will.
635.
They sure will, man. You talk about those law dogs. When you pass the cop, but you keep, like, looking over your shoulder?
Yep.
Yeah.
Keep looking in the mirror. Keep looking in the mirror.
You've looked, like, 4 or 5 times. Then you see the lights come on. Like, ah, I'm looking too much. Damn.
Yeah. It's where you got to wear sunglasses and just move your eyes, look in all the different mirrors. I've taken to trying to act like I'm rocking out to an amazing song.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely not noticing the officer here because this killer song's happening. You know, I'm just doing my normal super safe 10 and 2. You got to be careful, though. You might invoke a little air guitar action, and all of a sudden you let go of that wheel.
Yep. Guaranteed Dawson's driving with his knee. Guaranteed. Oh, yeah. Guaranteed. Oh,
yeah. 3-year-old hasn't figured out how to do it yet.
Look.
Magic. Ghost riding.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW Scanner this weekend. DFW Scanner has been looking scary lately. Yeah. Scary hours, man. Avoid that thing at all costs. Please be careful. Stay on your square. Don't crash out. Here's a quick weekend warning before we get out of here.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
All right, that's it for me. That's it for me, man.
That's award winning.
How about that? That's what I'm talking about on a Friday. I ain't mad at that. I'll be black Monday, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That is my time. My name is Lucius Alexander Boy, and I will holla.
There he goes. LA Live with Lucius every night, about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation.
I can roll some of this content over till Monday. You know what I mean?
There you go. Yeah, you're all prepped up. Three-day weekend.
Look at God.
All righty. Speaking of three-day weekends, a salute to Zach Wolchuk. He took the day off, sent him some love on social media, let him know that he is missed. Reactions to the Cowboys hiring of an offensive coordinator. They got their guy. What we can tell you about him and why Cowboys fans are perhaps more optimistic than they were just a couple of days ago. Are you with us here at 877-881-1053? Looking for your best text messages here. Has the coaching hires made you more optimistic? You still down in the dumps with this football team? Listen to what you're drinking and what you're thinking. You know, it does not sound good, but I know there's some of you out there, okay? So we got him. Clayton Adams is in. Chief and Brian actually met him right here in the lobby at the Omni about 40 minutes ago. He was checking in after his interviews, ready to get to work. So join us. It's presented by Stella Artois, our sponsor here live at the Omni in Frisco. And we're back with the fifth hour of the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Cowboys.